ZFM Stereo News.
Good morning, I'm Shepherd Makwavere. The headlines: newly elected MDCT leader Douglas Monzora says he's ready to dialogue with President Mnangagwa. Parents welcome the postponement of schools opening for the first term of 2021. And Donald Trump extends suspension of work visas and green cards. And now the news in detail. The newly elected MDCT leader, Douglas Monzora, says he's ready to work with President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Monzora told ZFM Stereo's senior news reporter, Anesuma Sambu, that it is now time for formulating politics of tolerance, which is key to nation building.
I am grateful for that. I am grateful for that message. And I think it accords with the politics that we want to bring to this country. The politics of tolerance, rational disputation, the politics that jettison hate, violence, intolerance. So I'm very grateful to President Mnangagwa giving that message. We as the MDC are very serious at nation building.
Monzora says the decision is yet to be made on who will be leader of the opposition in parliament.
Dr. Kupe remains the deputy president of the party and a senior member of the party, and we have no intention to victimize anyone, certainly not because people contested me. We do not pursue that kind of politics. I will be talking to Dr. Kupe. I will be talking to the parliamentary authorities before I make my announcement of on the way forward. I want to talk to her first. I want to talk to parliament first. Once the holidays are over, I will make a special trip to see the Speaker of Parliament. I'm hoping that by that time, Madam Kupe would have recovered. I want to take her with me, together with Engineer Elias Mzuri, to see the Speaker of Parliament. We will then make our announcement thereafter.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has congratulated Senator Douglas Monzora for winning the MDCT leadership in the just-ended Extraordinary Congress. Zimbabwe has recorded 6 COVID-19 deaths, bringing the number of deaths from the deadly virus to 369 since March 2020. In its daily update, the Ministry of Health and Childcare reports that 217 new cases were recorded, 216 cases being local transmissions, while one is a returnee from South Africa. The total number of COVID-19 cases recorded in the country is 14,084, while 11,347 people have recovered. Meanwhile, parents have welcomed the delay to open schools as it protects their children from the COVID-19 pandemic. Some parents who spoke to our sister station 98.4 FM in Gweru say this will also give them enough time to look for school fees.
But chakakosha ndechekuti utano hwevana danu ratorwa kuitira kuti vana vedu vasafake. I think izvozvo zvakakosha tikazvitarisa. Uyewo vanoenda vacho vanoenda ma exam classes ngatingo make sure kuti vari safe vana ivavo, and we hope and trust kuti kuzvikoreko kwavanoenda pachatorwa matanho.
I think the decision by the government to postpone the opening of schools is somewhat good, because considering that the COVID cases continue to rise, I think the children need to be safe. Then the other point, I think it will also be good for parents, those who are not yet fully prepared. Because considering we are just from December holiday, Christmas and the New Year, many parents were struggling to come up with the fees and preparation.
They say their incomes have been affected by the COVID-19 induced national lockdown. The Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority are searching for a 40-year-old man who fell into the gorges of the Victoria Falls. ZimParks spokesperson Tinashe Farao speaks to AB Communications Southern Region editor Chengetai Muringwa.
Yeah, we can confirm an unfortunate incident which happened in Victoria Falls this afternoon, where a tourist fell at the gorge in Victoria Falls. Our officers and the Zimbabwe Republic Police are on the ground searching for the missing man.
Mr. Farao says the man was with his friends who reported the incident to ZimParks. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a proclamation extending the suspension of issuance of work visas and green cards. Trump imposed the measures in April and June to protect American workers' job opportunities amid a rise in unemployment due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The proclamation came hours before the president's executive order on the immigration restrictions was set to expire. The order will now expire at the end of March, extending into the first term in President-elect Joe Biden's office, who has vowed to reverse Trump's immigration policies. The proclamation said allowing immigrant workers into the country would pose a risk of displacing and disadvantaging U.S. workers during the economic recovery following the COVID-19 outbreak. That's the news on Z from Stereo. As the COVID-19 cases in the country rise, make sure you stay protected. Wear your mask at all times, practice good hygiene and social distancing. My name is Shepherd Mokwavere.